Hey guys, welcome to the bonus hour. It's our first of the week.
I can't find my water bottle. I think Eric Zorn took my water bottle.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't put it past him.
But it was shifty. Half drunken.
Eric Zorn
was
too.
Oh,
darn it. I was going to self-deprecate myself, not take
a shot at him. He's not here to defend himself. It's easier.
Is that how you roll?
Yes. I look around the room. I say, who can I take down who's not here to defend themselves? In this case, it was Eric Zorn. And then I go for the jugular. That's how you do it.
All right. Well, I'll take your lesson, and I'll take down someone who's not here. Did you hear what Crazy Dennis Rodman did?
What did Crazy Dennis Rodman do? The worm, Wendy? Are you talking about the
yes.
worm?
Yes.
What did he do?
All right. This was over the weekend. I read this story.
You know, he's very tight with Kim Jong-un.
I know, but
they're very close.
There are so many missions that he's on right now. He's a multifaceted man.
Yes, he is.
Former Bulls player, former bride. Remember, he dressed up.
Married himself.
Oh, that's right.
He and Dennis Rodman got married. That's not weird at all. Why? Who thinks that's weird? Forget it. It's not.
The owner of a Southern California yoga studio is accusing former Chicago Bull and Hall of Famer Dennis Rodman of helping three people steal more than $3,500 in merchandise from his business.
Wow.
Here's where it gets weird.
Hmm.
The guy's
name, it got weird as soon as you said Dennis Rodman
was
involved.
But Ali Shaw, that's his name. That's the guy who owns this yoga studio.
Yeah.
He says security cameras captured the former NBA star walking into Vibes Hot Yoga, which is located in Newport Beach, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So last Tuesday, and he had some accomplices with him. Shaw said the four worked together to distract an employee so they could steal clothes and then a 400-pound amethyst crystal that was sitting on the front desk.
400 pounds?
Yeah.
That's not easy to steal.
I know. And Shaw said that Rodman returned on Wednesday and tried to distract a different employee while a female companion grabbed clothes that were on display.
Hmm.
Now, Rodman said that the studio's owner offered him the clothes as gifts in exchange for moving the crystal. But this is so bizarre.
I'm not sure.
The initial things, police are investigating. No arrests have been made. TMZ is reporting on this, too, when it's sad that that's your go-to
real news. We've said this before. TMZ sometimes does do a very credible job of reporting. It's hard to imagine, but they do.
The original story was that Dennis was in there talking to the person at the desk and kind of distracting them while other people stole that 400. How do you steal a, this isn't a joke, so don't give me a punchline.
No, that's hard to, you would notice that.
I know.
It's too big to just, you can't slide that under your shirt. Can you? I don't think you can.
No. So, and I'm trying to think, now, Dennis Rodman and Madonna were together for a while, right?
They were an item, yes. Yes.
And
we all thought that would last forever, we thought.
Well,
Madonna and Dennis Rodman, this is meant to be.
And he did some work with Kim Jong-un, correct?
Yeah. He's a friend of Kim Jong-un's. It doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense anymore. There was a time where you would, like, your brain would go, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. But now those days are over.
I just don't. All right,
those are unlikely pals. Like, what would you, let's say you're one of them. What do you talk to the other guy about?
Basketball.
Just about basketball?
And piercings. Kim Jong-un maybe doesn't want to have just this plain look anymore. Perhaps he's into more, maybe some metal.
Maybe. I just don't know what, like, if one of them called the other, what would be the topic? What would they chat about? It's confusing to me.
The guy on Jeopardy.
They would talk about him.
Yeah.
Jamie Holzhauer.
Now, Joan Rivers was a good friend of Dennis Rodman's, too.
Right. Did they do The Apprentice together? They were on a reality show together at some point, I think.
Oh, maybe.
Does that sound right?
Because these are Dennis Rodman's strangest friends.
this will be a great list.
I love Anchor.com. I really do. I have a lot of fun reading it. Chuck Daly's the first guy. I don't know who that is.
Chuck Daly was the coach of the Detroit Pistons.
Yes.
So he would have been Dennis Rodman's coach for much, if not all, of his years in Detroit.
All right, well, they're allegedly friends. That doesn't seem so weird.
It does seem weird because if you knew Chuck Daly, like Dennis Rodman is a very flamboyant, outgoing personality, and Chuck Daly is the exact opposite. So that's why that's strange.
Number two is Kim Jong-un.
What's the word that's strange times a thousand? That's how you would describe that friendship.
Well, he went out there numerous times.
I know.
How did that relationship even begin? Was it like a pen pal relationship?
Yes.
Like, hey, yeah. I understand. People tease me, too.
Right. We have that in common.
They commiserated with one another and became friends?
I guess.
Then Joan Rivers is number three on the list.
That's unlikely, but I know it's true, but it's an unlikely friendship again. Almost like the Dennis Rodman plus blank space. There's no name that makes sense. Like, who do you put in there? And you go, yeah, those guys, I'm sure they would hit it off. They're very similar personalities. Dennis Rodman's from another dimension.
Yeah, but Joan was too. Joan had a weird side of her. And maybe, you know, that she did all the fashion stuff, so I could see her being kind of... Clint Black, who
country
is...
Country Western star.
Yeah, and he seems pretty mellow, but he's allegedly a best friend of...
Dennis Rodman's?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wasn't he married to Lisa Hartman
yes.
for a while?
Yes, very good. I think they might still be. TV's Tabitha. She played Tabitha when they brought it back years later. They didn't give it to Erin Murphy like we had all hoped. The original Tabitha.
She was cute. But I didn't see her as an adult, so I don't know.
She looks good. She still shows up on talk shows and stuff.
Jesse James, you know who this is? The motorcycle fix-it guy who was with Sandra Bullock for a while.
He messed that one up.
And he's friends with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. That one actually...
I could see them hanging.
That one makes sense.
Comparing tats?
Tats and piercings and stuff. Yeah, that one makes sense.
Phil Jackson. The very zen yogi, Phil Jackson.
Yogi. I can kind of see that in like a father-son kind of a way.
Yeah.
You know?
That's all I have for his best friend.
That's a strange list of folks. Now read your list.
Bill left.
Oh, I see who's on your list and compare.
And did
only
you...
Chuck Daly is on Dennis Rodman's list and your list.
I don't even know who he is. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And then another, other entertainment news. Did I read somewhere that Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt might be getting back together?
Yeah, that's been hinted at in the tabloids.
How? That will never happen. Do you believe that to be true?
If you're her, I mean, depending on how much...
Allegedly, she really loved him.
Right. And he had been stolen away by Angelina Jolie. So if you're her... You have to say to yourself, do I give this guy a second chance? Oh, sure, he's handsome, but do I want to give him a second chance after somebody once stole him away? Would you give him a second chance?
If it was Brad Pitt, yes.
Then you would.
I'd give him five chances.
What if it was somebody who wasn't quite as devilishly good-looking as Brad Pitt? Would you still give him a second and third chance?
It just depends where you are. She has had some failed relationships, which just amazes me.
Right. She seems to, she's always in some kind of a rebound mode. There's always some guy that you go, well, finally, she has found the right guy who appreciates her, and then it goes south. Taylor Swift has that same thing going.
Yeah, but I think Taylor does it intentionally so she can write another song.
Oh, there could be something there.
And remember that Jennifer Aniston married that Justin Theroux.
Yeah, and they seemed happy for a little while.
Were you over at their house for dinner?
No, I'm our generation's Rona Barrett, although now she's suing me because she's still alive, so I can't be our generation's Rona Barrett. But they always seem compatible. They seem to be having a good time, and then like all of her other romances. So then I always wonder, is it her, or is she picking the wrong guys? What's going on there?
I'm sorry. I don't think she can do any wrong.
I love her. I think she's great.
I think she... See, I'm not even saying that, you know, I'd like to be her best friend because there's no way possible.
Well, you already have a fake best friend. You can't have two fake best friends.
Of course you can.
You can have two fake best friends.
You can have as many fake best friends as
possible. What if your fake best friends don't get along? Then you're in trouble.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
All right, I'll keep it to one. Kelly Clarkson.
If fake Kelly Clarkson and fake Jennifer Aniston don't get along, you're up the river without a canoe.
I know what that means.
I finally got that in. I wanted to use that analogy for my whole life. I finally got it in.
I love her. I love Jennifer Aniston. She doesn't like her wobbly butt. That was just the new one that was in Harper's Bazaar. She's super fit at 50, but she doesn't like her wobbly butt.
If I was given a choice of I could have any of the Jennifers, it would be very tough to choose between Jennifer Aniston and, well, now I got another one just came to mind.
Who? Garner?
Jennifer Garner is way up there for me. What? Why honk on Jennifer Garner?
If that's what you'd like to do.
All right. I'm suing you. Jasmine, call my lawyer.
You don't have a lawyer.
Call the Briskman brothers.
Rich Lenkoff is my lawyer.
Call Rich Lenkoff and the Briskman brothers. And Flea Bailey. Flea Bailey.
Jennifer Garner's all right. She's no Aniston.
So I would also put Jennifer Connelly in that mix.
She's crazy.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
She's just crazy? But if somebody was giving me, if I won the prize, you get to keep any Jennifer you want, I'd have a very hard time choosing between Jennifer Garner and Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston smokes, so that's a point against her.
I don't think she still does.
Does she stop smoking?
I don't know. I don't keep up with these
Maybe
people.
That's why her relationships break up, because she's irritable. Because she stopped smoking. Maybe. And Jennifer Garner, the tough thing there is that Ben Affleck keeps showing up. Like, every time you go, okay, finally, he's out of her life. He's given up, finally. Then he comes and he, like, yeah, did you see the thing yesterday? He was saying what a great mom she is. He was going out of his way to be nice to her. So, got to take that into account, too.
What about Jennifer Lopez? J-Lo's pretty.
Well, Jennifer Lawrence would be in the mix. Jennifer Lopez would be in the mix. Who's the one that was on Party of Five? There's a Jennifer on there,
Jennifer...
too. There's some Jennifer on that show, too.
Jenny Garth?
No, although she's not bad either. Boy, this would be tough. If I won the You Can Keep Any Jennifer contest, I'd have to take a month to think about this because there's too many good ones.
How dare you make fun of me having a fake best friend when you have a fake Jennifer
this
list?
This is a fake contest, though.
All brought to you by American Weathermakers. What's hot, what's cold? American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. There has to be more. Jennifer Hudson is
fabulous. Jennifer Hudson is great. Who else? There's a couple of others. There's just something about that name. If you name
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's the one.
You don't want her.
I don't think I do. She'd be the first one. I'm sorry if you're listening, Jennifer Love Hewitt. But I think she'd be the first one I would cross off. You know why?
Why?
I saw her on a talk show once. She was on Rosie O'Donnell's show once. This is years and years ago before I started a relationship with The View. Back when I could watch any show I wanted, but now it has to be The View. And Jennifer Love Hewitt was on, and she said to Rosie O'Donnell, I wish people would just call me Love. And then Rosie O'Donnell just called her Love through the rest of the interview. And it made my stomach hurt. I was watching it going, that's ridiculous. Just call me Love.
There's Jennifer McCarthy. I guess she technically goes by
Jenny. McCarthy?
Yeah.
That's too much for me.
Because she's Anna Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Jennifer Tilly, remember her? Great actress.
She's interesting.
Not
but
your type.
Too interesting.
Jennifer Jason Leigh?
Interesting again, but not in my opinion.
Not for you.
Not up to the level of the other Jennifers that we've mentioned.
Jennifer Grey.
I like Jennifer Grey a lot.
Post-surgery or
I like
pre?
Her better with the bigger nose. I would ask her, I'd say, Jennifer, I know this is a crazy request, but could you please have your old nose back? I like the more pronounced nose on her. I thought that was better for her. These are all good.
Jennifer Beals.
Oh,
Flash
she's
dance.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Maybe Jennifer Beals. No, but I'm still leaning toward either Jennifer Garner or Jennifer Aniston. But all the other Jennifers you've mentioned all get points.
Jennifer Capriati?
Oh, I do like her, but she was a big dope head. I would have to
Allegedly.
Ask her to please not be a dope head anymore.
Jennifer Jones?
Jennifer Jones, the actress from 1,000 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was born in 1919. Jennifer Nettles, she's a singer.
I don't know who she is.
Jenny Slate's pretty funny.
Oh, I do like Jenny Slate, but again, she's a big dope head. Did you know that? She's a big user of the marijuana.
That's not a dope head.
Yeah, she's a dope head.
I just read that she's going to be, is that in Wine Country? We were talking to Alexander Zalbin from Decider.com on the regular part of the show, and I think she's involved with all these funny women in
For the movie
something
Wine Country?
Called Wine Country, I think. Jennifer Flavin.
Jennifer Flavin, lady.
Wasn't she married to Sylvester Stallone?
Sylvester Stallone, I think she still is.
She still is?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is.
Flavin?
Jennifer O'Neill.
I do like Jennifer O'Neill. Summer of 42. Boy, that was a... When that was on the ABC 330 movie,
yeah.
The after-school movie, did you watch that?
Yep.
Did you, like, all right, I don't know how I would feel if I was watching this movie and I was a girl, but as a guy, like, not just for me, but all my friends, my guy friends who would watch it, we would just say, wouldn't that be the best thing in the world? We just thought that that was an amazing situation he found himself in, Gary Grimes.
Well, it's funny because
For people who don't know, let me just say what the situation was. He's on an island. He spends the summer on an island on the East Coast, and Jennifer O'Neill is there, and she's beautiful, and he does odd jobs for her, legitimate odd jobs. He, like, fixes stuff around her
sea shack. Like a handyman.
Yeah. Handy kid.
Her sea shack.
Who pitches for the Cubs. Steve Sea Shack pitches for the Cubs. So then she finds out, sadly, that her husband has died in the war.
Yeah.
And then she's lonely.
And she just makes a man out
of Gary Grimes.
Which, you know, how old were we when that came out? In the 70s, right?
I think it came out in 1969 or 1970.
All right, so we were still pretty young.
Yeah.
Back then, I thought it was romantic and all. And then even as I got older, I'm like, wow, that's kind of a cool story.
Right.
Lucky Hermie, you know?
Hermie and Oski. Those are the boys.
Right. But then as I had boys,
yeah,
I'm like, that can't happen.
Yeah. I've said this before. There were a bunch of movies that were out when we were pre-teenagers, teenagers, and of that era. And when you're a kid and you watch them, you go, wow.
I know.
This is so great. But as an adult, you watch them and they're very cringeworthy.
Yeah, like that is not acceptable.
That's not acceptable. Because how old would he have been in that movie? Like 16 or 17? And she was in her late 20s.
Oh, boy.
Jennifer O'Neill.
How come you don't know the answers to this?
Boy, she was so pretty.
She really was.
Who was Oski, his friend? Was that Jerry Hauser?
Oski was Jerry Hauser. Hermie was Gary Grimes, as you mentioned.
There was a third kid with glasses.
Robert Mulligan was in that movie?
Not Richard Mulligan, Robert Mulligan?
Yeah, but it looks very much like Richard.
Well, he had a brother
related?
Who's a director named Robert Mulligan.
Oh, okay.
He might have directed it, maybe.
Here, let me pull it up. From 1971, by the way.
71.
Director Robert Mulligan. Is he related to Richard?
They're brothers.
Okay. They look so much alike. Gary Grimes was Hermie. You wanted to know how old he was at the time?
I think his character would have been about 16, I think. He was probably around there. He wasn't in many other things. He was in The Cowboys, the John Wayne movie, and one or two other minor movies, but nothing major. But Jerry Hauser was in 1,000 things.
I don't remember.
He was Muff on We'll Get By.
What's We'll Get By?
That was a sitcom with Paul Sorvino.
Paul Sorvino.
He was the dad in the sitcom. Mira Sorvino's dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jerry. Oh, I know him as an adult. Oh, that's right.
He does the voice. He still does so much
slap
voiceover
shots.
Work. Yeah. A lot of curly hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a Michael Ontkean look going on, but not as good looking.
Like a goofier, like before they perfected Michael Ontkean, when they were just kind of, we'll put this on the drawing board, we'll see how it looks. That was Jerry Hauser. But I still hear, he does commercials all the time. I still hear his voice on commercials.
All right, somebody says, can we stop saying that Angelina Jolie stole Brad Pitt away from Jen? He wasn't a 5-year-old, you know.
Technically, that's correct. We have to put as much blame on Brad Pitt as on Angelina Jolie.
And someone wants to know if you would like Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, she's interesting.
Stifler's mom.
She's interesting. But I still think, and Ryan, feel free to get in on this.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does the body good.
Or GILF now.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say, hypothetically, you won a Jennifer. It could be Jennifer Aniston. It could be Jennifer Connelly. It could be Jennifer Lawrence. Love Hewitt.
That's mine.
Lopez.
Really? You guys would have fought for Love Hewitt for a while, but Bill backed down.
I had
a poster of her in college.
She's the one
can't hardly
I would
wait.
Have crossed off first on my list.
Because of the 1998 when Can't Hardly Wait came out. That was
perfect.
That was my movie right there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Right. What is it? I got side eye from her. Well, because my head was turned.
I was looking at my computer. But the reason I'm doing is you guys are the ones talking like two little schoolgirls, and I am the girl. That's what's just funny to me right now.
That's true.
Oh my God, I had a poster in my dorm room.
I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, you didn't.
All right.
You have to understand that for boys from about the age of 8 till the age
till now
infinity, there's always part of our brain that operates on this level.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I don't think anyone, and as a girl, girls look at other girls to say, God, she is so beautiful. I love her hair. Her makeup's perfect. That's a pretty dress. Not that I want to, you know, get involved with her.
Right.
But like Jennifer Aniston to me is like top of the heap.
Yep. I'm a fan.
I want Kelly Clarkson to be my fake best friend.
Yeah.
I'm not saying fake. I want her to be my best friend.
All right.
Mary McCormick from The Kids Are All Right, which was not renewed, which is breaking my heart. Mm-hmm. I would like to hang to be her because I think she's really awesome.
Right.
And Jennifer Aniston.
Where does she fit into all this, Jennifer Aniston?
She is just, she has now taken my Oprah spot. Like, I just think Jennifer Aniston is all that.
You might have
more.
To explain your Oprah spot.
I just always loved Oprah, and it's funny because you'd ask me, do you still watch the show? No, I haven't watched it in years, but I just, everybody loves Oprah, and I love Oprah. But Jennifer Aniston has just got everything going on.
Yeah. What was the movie she did a couple years ago where she was supposed to be in, she was in a really bad car accident, she was in a lot of pain all the time, and she had a bunch of surgeries. And I remember looking at her, and they tried to make her look bad, you know, and I'm like, but that's still Jennifer Aniston, you know what I mean? Like, anyone would take, you know, 98% of Jennifer Aniston or wherever they're showing right now.
One of my friends...
Cake, was it called Cake?
Yeah, I think that was it.
That was it, yep. One of my friends does not like Jennifer Aniston in any way because she says she's had so much work done and she refuses to admit it.
I don't think she's had much work done.
She's had some work done. Like, if you see her before Friends... Her nose is very different.
I thought she said that she had a nose job, but
has she?
I think that was admitted, but she's just doing maybe Botox and stuff because she still looks the same. You see other people like
Courtney Cox looks totally different.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
You know what the secret is? Smart water.
Is it smart water?
It is smart water. It's delicious.
I didn't know that. Ryan,
Jennifer Aniston's the best.
Yeah. All right.
She's just the perfect girl.
We will take a break. Ryan's here. He'll give you some news, and then there's more discussion from us. Ryan, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And, of course, Ryan Burrow is here doing news for you. I started to tell you this story off air, and I'm going to tell you a version of it. I'm not going to say the specifics.
All right.
Because I don't want to incriminate anybody.
Oh, okay. I know where you're going.
All right. On Saturday, my neighbors were going to see a show. I can't be more specific than that. Just a big show that's going on here in Chicago.
And I wouldn't.
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Tickets were a bit on the pricey side, but they were very, very excited to see the show on Saturday night. So first, the couple, who are friends of my wife and mine, and their son, they go to a restaurant, an expensive restaurant, because they go, you know, we got these tickets to see it.
Mm-hmm.
The sky's the limit, they said.
Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend.
Blow it out. You got
blow it.
It
out, they said.
Payday Friday, blow it out.
Yes.
So lit.
Yes. So they go to the restaurant. Then after the restaurant, they make their way down the street to the theater. They're so excited to see the show. And they find out as they present their tickets that the tickets they purchased online were for the matinee that had taken place earlier that day. So they all stand there and they do a noise very similar to the one you just did. But one of them said a cuss word just to drive the point
allowed.
Home a little
FCC,
bit.
FCC, yeah.
So then my friend's wife says, are there tickets available for this presentation, for this show? And she goes, yeah, we've got a bunch of them. So she holds up the old tickets and said, well, is it just a matter of exchanging these for the other ones? And they go, oh, no, no, those tickets are null and void.
Yeah.
Did the event already happen?
That happened earlier today.
I'm kind of on the side of the...
But then her husband, my friend, says... Could we pay the difference? You know, these were matinee tickets, so I know that they were probably a bit cheaper than the evening performance, the Saturday performance. We'll be more than happy to pay the difference, to which the person in the box office said, you don't understand. Those tickets already happened.
Yeah.
You're out of luck. We have tickets that we can sell you. And again, it's in the hundreds of dollars per seat category. And they went away feeling very, very empty.
That is
horrible.
It's heartbreaking, but I don't think that this place should have done it. Maybe if they would have caught it, obviously, if they knew it was matinee tickets, they would have gone to the matinee.
Yeah.
But if they caught it before the show happened, there's a chance that they may have. That's what you got to do with things. We had a similar situation at a much smaller scale. I wanted to go see Detective Pikachu with the boys for Mother's Day.
This was actually the same show I'm talking about, by the way.
Oh, really? I didn't have to pay hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I think they were overpaying for their Pikachu tickets.
But here's where you're going to be mad at me, because Jim bought them. My son Dylan wanted to see it really badly, so he said, could you please get tickets so we can go Friday night at 7 o'clock?
It's all advanced tickets now, isn't it?
Right.
You can't walk up there anymore, can you?
Yeah, you can. But
then you got to sit in the front row.
Exactly. Okay. So you buy tickets in advance because you can pick your seat. And Jim did it for us, me and the two boys, for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And we got to the theater, and the guy pointed to the theater and said, okay, you're in this one. And Dylan goes, this is in 3D.
Right.
I said, I'm not watching 3D. And Dylan's like, well, this is the one Dad bought. And I'm like, I'm not going to 3D. I don't like 3D movies.
No.
Dylan wears glasses, so it's kind of a pain to wear glasses over your glasses.
Yeah.
So I just kind of went to the guy and said, I didn't realize this was 3D. And he goes, would you like me to exchange your tickets?
Right.
And I'm like, you can do such a thing?
Oh,
and he
sure.
goes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But a big production of something.
But wouldn't you say in a situation like this where they had plenty of available seats, like they could have, there's
even
a seating
half
chart.
Price, I guess I would have done.
I could see where half price or paying the difference between what you paid for the earlier. But those are seats that will just go unclaimed anyway. Wouldn't you rather do a goodwill gesture and say, look, it's a mistake. We get it. You weren't trying to hustle us or anything like that. You made an honest mistake. You paid for the matinee instead of the night. Pay the difference. Come on in and enjoy the show. But instead, you got three people that will never go see another play at this theater again.
I would never expect them to give them free.
No?
I would have loved it if they did.
What if it was a flight? What if you were flying from here to South Carolina, and it was an 11 o'clock flight, and you showed up at 11 at night, and they said, no, your ticket's for the 11 a.m., not the p.m.
I think you're SOL, aren't you? Bill, you buy things for a particular time.
I think that I would hope, I could be wrong on this, I would hope whoever's in charge of
Ryan,
the theater, the airline.
I'm in charge of all of that.
You're in charge of all of that.
Yes, yeah.
Wouldn't you hope that they would want to do their best to keep you
but
being
But you're
a
the
customer?
One who screwed up. They didn't do anything
Oh, without
wrong.
A doubt. You're the one. Yeah, I know
I
that.
Agree. If I own the business, I would say, oh, my God, we have extra tickets. Take it. Come. Eat.
Right.
Watch.
Right.
Enjoy.
Yes.
I'm the guy who watches what's going on right now during the baseball season, sees all these empty seats on the south side and on the north side.
Yeah.
Saying, why don't they just free? I mean, they've got to make enough money with parking. I mean, why would you want to have 20,000 empty seats?
So
why
make
not
it up
just,
in concessions.
Why, exactly.
Go
why
to
wouldn't
a,
you rather just have people paying for parking and concessions and let the, you know,
right.
put butts in seats?
But
right?
you fly a lot. I don't do. Really. And, you know, mixing up the time would totally be your fault. It's one thing if you get there too late and security was really long and you just missed it.
Yes.
I think they might accommodate you. But if you just go there and go, oh, my God, 11 a.m., I thought it was 11 p.m.
Yeah.
What do you, I mean, Ryan, you fly more than we do. What would they do?
I mean, there's just, with the security, it's just so weird. I showed up. I had one success story where it was a Prince's death. I got sent to Minneapolis
Minnesota.
For Prince's death.
Yeah.
And by the time I got the note, it was like 45 minutes the next flight at O'Hare. And I'm like, by the time I get there and get it's not going to happen.
Right.
So I found a flight that was 2 hours in Milwaukee. And so I told our bosses here, I'm like, I'm just going to go now. I'm going to drive up to Milwaukee. Drove up, getting through Chicago was the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Got to Mitchell Airport, parked the car, ran up. There was like 30 minutes before the flight, I ran up to the woman, showed my ticket. She's like, I'm sorry, but we can't, we got to get you through security.
Yeah.
And that shuts off a half hour beforehand. So I had to call the bosses in New York and be like, I missed this flight. The next one's not for another 2 hours. And the thing, Milwaukee to Minneapolis is like a 30 minute flight. I mean, it's
very fast.
Yeah. So, I'm like, all right, well, I got the ticket to the next flight and I worked through security and wouldn't you know, The flight was delayed. Oh, the original flight.
So I walked up.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but I bought a ticket for the next flight. Is there any open seats? They're like, yeah, absolutely. It's your lucky day. So that's the only time I've lucked out in that situation before.
But otherwise, would you? I mean, I don't travel that much. You know that. So, yeah. Like, if we missed our flight because we thought it was 11 p.m. when it was 11 a.m., would we be out that money?
I think it's up to the discretion of the airline. Like, they could play it that way and say, now your ticket clearly says 11 a.m., so you're out of luck. But I also think, like, if I was PR for an airline.
I want to live in your world. Can I tell you? Because I agree with you, but I don't see that ever happening.
I've got a lot of times with hotels where when I get sent out to stories, I never know how long I'm going to be there, right? I don't know if this is going to be a long story, if it's going to be something they're going to send me right back. And sometimes if a lot of the hotel rooms are packed because it's a big event or a big news story or something like that, sometimes we'll try to book it out. Like I'll try to book out 3 days and then hope that I'd be able to cancel it midway through if they need to send me. But sometimes I stay at a different hotel every night because I don't want to book it too far in advance because it is hard to cancel it.
Right.
Now, we have people at ABC that will, you know, do our bidding for us occasionally yell and scream and get these things canceled. But it's always very hairy in those
situations. I feel sorry for your friends that their night
was ruined. I feel terrible for them. But, like, what they come away with, and again, I'm not going to say the name of the theater or anything like that, but they have to know as they're turning these people away, despite the fact that there were plenty of open seats to see this play, they have to know that they lost three customers there, plus word of mouth is they're going to tell a bunch of friends, and everybody else is going to go, wow, if I ever have a chance to go to a play there or somewhere else, I'm going to go somewhere else where they treat you a little bit nicer. You know?
I don't know that there's going to be that many people who don't go. I spent a lot of money to go see The Who a week from tomorrow. I can't wait. The countdown is starting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about The Who last night to Jim, and he goes, yeah, it's Wednesday night. I can't wait. And I said, no, it isn't. It's Tuesday. And he goes, no. I said, dude, I'm not kidding. So if I left everything up to Jim, like say I got sick and he had to take the boys, he would have gone the next night. They're not going to give me my money back. So why should the theater? You went the wrong time.
Is The Who they're playing two consecutive nights, right? Oh, they're only playing one night?
They're playing one here in East Troy at Alpine Valley.
So in The Who's case, there's no option if you missed it by one performance.
Right.
There's no second performance. With this, or else, this play is still ongoing. It didn't end this weekend. They could have said, hey, we've got there's 2 days next week where we've sold almost no tickets. We got nobody coming Wednesday or Thursday.
I would have done that,
actually. Pick a day. Which night do you want to come and see the show? But instead, they were just kind of snooty to them, like, sorry, you missed it. It was earlier today. You weren't here.
Can I ask you a question about the Who tickets? Are they digital or are they print? They printed out.
I could have had either, but I had them mailed to my house.
You physically have hard copies.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at them because I spent a lot of money for four tickets.
Yeah. A lot of times now when you order tickets on the phone will pop up. Like it'll add to your calendar and it'll tell you. Going to the game or you're going to this concert. Don't forget. So, yeah.
My husband travels a lot, too. He said they put you on another flight on standby if you would go at 11 p.m. instead and just explain, oh, my God, I read the ticket wrong.
Right.
And then Jim said they should have asked for the manager, but I'm sure they did.
I don't know that they did.
Okay, because if they did, I bet that would have changed.
I am not satisfied. Let me speak with the manager, please.
Please. I have brought Jennifer Aniston here to see a play, and we demand we be let in.
Can I tell you something else that happened with Detective Pikachu that's going to make you mad, too? The guy said, oh, you didn't want 3D. Okay, well, here, I'll exchange it. I'm going to give you vouchers. And if you want to walk over to the other Oak Brook Theater, it's just across the mall.
Yeah.
But there are only first and second row, and we're like, we can't do that, especially with non-reclining seats.
Yeah.
So he goes, well, just hold on to those vouchers. They're good at any AMC theater.
Oh.
So we're standing out there. Michael has his vanilla Coke and his big cup. Dylan didn't even fill up his glass yet. We have a bag of popcorn. And then the guy, Jamal, comes back out and says, do you want a refund on your snacks? If you're not going to the movie, I hate that you've paid for this.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? He goes, no, if you're not going to the movie, you shouldn't have had to pay for this. So I got my $30 back, and then we got tickets for the 10 o'clock show. That same theater went and spent my $30 again rebuy all that stuff and then some.
And you're a customer for life there, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Jamal was the best.
I thought your story, by the way, was going to go the direction of my story from two weekends ago. My wife and I went out. We were going to blow it out with a big meal, right? And we went to this restaurant in our hometown that we'd been dying to go to. Went to it. Greatest meal. It was just a wonderful meal. My wife got seafood, pasta. I got skirt steak. We then took a train two stops down, watched my buddy play in a band. He was playing at a bar. Had a great time. Took the train back. And as soon as we got off the train, my wife got violently ill.
Oh, no.
What? Was it
food poisoning? Violently ill from the food. And it's like, we had just talked about, we had bragged to all of our friends about how amazing this
did you call them all up and say, look, we said good things, but.
So I filed a complaint with the health department just because I love the place. I want to go back. I feel bad. But on the other hand, too, what if there were other people who got sick?
Right,
you know, that's my thing. I mean, what if she wasn't the only one who got sick? Maybe it was just something that she's
allergic to in there. Maybe she had a bug or something, too.
I don't know, but that's the only thing. And, you know, I ate part of hers. I mean, we kind of shared
you didn't
a little
get
bit because it was like, oh, you got to try this. Oh, this is so good.
Yeah.
And yeah,
You didn't get sick at all?
I didn't get sick at all.
So what did you filed? You didn't call the restaurant?
No, I filed there's a place on the Cook County website where you can file a complaint. And I said, look, here's what happened. Here's what we ate. Here's what we did after. I'm not going to lie. We had two drinks after, but that wouldn't have been enough.
Sometimes,
for this illness
though,
that she had.
Sometimes liquor does not sit, like if it's a creamy seafood dish, sometimes liquor does not sit well on that. I know she probably wouldn't have been that violently sick. But
it was violently ill for about 3-4 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you'll never go back there?
I want to. That skirt steak was so good.
Well, just don't order the seafood.
I don't think I'll be going back with my wife, but yeah.
Jennifer, you know, Love Hewitt.
You should have your friends reach out to the manager of this place and just explain.
I know.
Because,
I
mean, really, now that my husband texted me, seriously, if they didn't go to, this is like a ticket taker who's not going to be out the money and doesn't know what to do, but if they asked for a manager.
They're down almost $600. The tickets are nearly $200 per seat for the show. So it's a total that comes just under $600.
That's like WHO ticket prices.
Yes. Yes, it is.
If I miss the show, I mean, I'm telling you, I want to bring like a spare tire on the top of the car just in case, because it's like, I'm going to get there.
Where's it at?
It's Tinley Park.
It's Tinley. Okay.
Yeah.
The farthest place to go for a concert, but I am there. Yeah. I cannot wait. And we have tickets to give away to see The Who. You are an ineligible receiver. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry, Ryan.
I got a thing.
thank you for hanging out.
Yeah.
That's Ryan Burrow, everybody. We'll close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
My Jennifers in order would be Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lawrence, and Jennifer Lopez. Those are my top three.
That's a solid Jennifer list. You really can't go wrong. I think almost every Jennifer we mentioned, if not all of them. And I'm rethinking Jennifer Jones. I'm rethinking that.
Who's Jenny Jones?
No, not Jenny Jones. You mentioned the actress Jennifer Jones.
Oh, what was she in? Mad Men? What was she in? I can't think of who she was in.
A bunch of older movies.
Oh, right,
very talented. All right, we'll take a 23-hour break. But everybody stay put. Don't go anywhere because we're coming back in 23 hours with another bonus hour. That's it. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.